Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. As always, I'm Candy Washington, and I am the host of the Self Life Podcast. But before we dive into today's episode, which is the difference between creating a boundary and holding a grudge, and then I'm also going to tell you how to not let people manipulate you into thinking that you're doing one or the other. But before we dive in, if you need additional support or help, we have all of our self-paced courses on self-love, lifestyle design, and manifestation. We also have our free self-love guide and newsletter. Join our Patreon community and also shop our merch. It's all down below. And be sure to like, subscribe, and share. So with that, let's dive in. So you might think, well, what is the difference between creating a boundary with someone who has either exploited you or hurt you or just have done something that you felt was disrespectful towards you, your energy, your time, your presence, your body, whatever the case may be, versus holding a grudge against someone that you feel has wronged you? So to me, the difference is a boundary is for you and a grudge is against someone else. So first, let's talk about what a boundary is. I can't remember who said this, but I think this is the best way to explain it. A boundary is the space where I can love myself and love you at the same time. So it just communicates to someone what they can and cannot do, what you will and will not do in order to honor and respect yourself while honor and respect and respecting them at the same time. You know, that's why it's okay to tell someone no, or to say that you can't do this, or to tell somebody yes, and that you can do this. You know, whatever boundaries you want to create, whether it's with your family, your friends, yourself, romantic partners, strangers even, you know, boundaries is just the space that allows you to love yourself and honor yourself while loving and honoring somebody else too. And loving and honoring someone else doesn't mean that you just say yes to them and you do what they want all of the time. That's not true either, okay? Whereas holding a grudge is against the other person. I'm saying no to you because I want you to hurt as much as you hurt me. I don't want to be around you because I want you to suffer as much as you made me suffer. Or I wish ill upon you because I don't like you, or you did something mean to me, or you hurt my feelings. So a boundary is I'm saying no, or I'm saying yes, or I'm putting these, you know, boundaries and restrictions and guidelines in place in order to protect myself. It's for my peace. It's for my self-respect. It's for me. Boundaries are for you to keep yourself safe. Whereas a grudge is, I'm saying no and I'm doing X, Y, and Z because I want to hurt you. I want to get back at you for the way that you hurt me. So a boundary is for you, a grudge is against someone else. And the biggest way to know whether or not you're creating a boundary or if you are holding a grudge is how do you feel energetically? When you are saying, you know, no, I can't do that for you. Are you saying, no, you can't do it and you feel good? You feel secure in yourself and you know that you're saying no because this is what is going to protect your time, your energy, your body, you know, whatever it is. Or are you saying no because you're getting this sort of sick satisfaction of thinking that you're hurting someone, you're getting back at someone for whatever slight they've done against you? So it's really, what is your intention? And then how do you feel energetically? So that's really the difference between creating a boundary and holding a grudge. To give a specific example of that could be this. Say you have a friend and this friend always wants you to babysit their kids for free. And you feel like this friend just really disrespects your time. You know, they don't even offer to pay you to babysit for their kids. They think you don't have a life of your own. You're always going to be free, you know, and they really just exploit the fact that you always say yes and you always drop whatever you're doing to babysit their kids. This is just a random example that popped in my head. Insert whatever is applicable to you in your life in this situation. And so maybe you're gonna start holding a boundary with your friend and say, hey, you know, I love you and I understand that you are looking for someone to like take care of your kids, but you know, I would really appreciate it if you would ask me, you know, X amount of hours, X amount of days in advance. Also, you know, I love supporting you and helping you, but it is eating up my time. So just like anybody else, you know, if you could compensate me for babysitting your kids the same way you would compensate daycare or a babysitter or a nanny, you know, if it's going to be for an extended period of time over time or whatever the case is. You could also just say, you know, I love you and I support you. Obviously, if you're ever in a jam or if it's an emergency, I'm happy to step in and take care of your kids, but I am not a solution that just is here for you when you need me to babysit your kids. Or whatever the case is. Insert any situation where you feel someone is exploiting you, you know, taking advantage of you intentionally or not intentionally. You know, the friend may not have, you know, any ill towards you. They're just so used to you saying yes to them all the time and being a people pleaser all the time that they don't even realize how disrespectful they're being because they're just used to you always being a yes person, right? So it's not always even intentional. So create those boundaries with your friend, and it's coming from a place of, I want to honor our friendship. I want to not feel I'm being advantage of. I want to reclaim my time. You know, I want that healthy dialogue where we both respect and support each other. So that's creating boundaries. Whereas holding a grudge would be against your friend. It could be being passive aggressive, like, oh, well, you know, she doesn't have anybody to watch her kids or whatever the case is. Or, you know, your friend asks you to watch their children and you can, and it would really be fine, but you say no because you want to prove a point. You know, it's not so much that you want to protect your time and honor yourself and friendship, but you want to prove a point. Oh, you think I'm always busy or you think I don't have a life? Well, I'm just going to say I'm busy because I don't like the fact that you, you know, think I'm a loser and don't have a life or whatever the case is. I'm going to get you back. Energetically, it's just different. You know, that's more of holding a grudge or talking about your friend behind her back or, you know, being very passive aggressive with it. That's more of holding a grudge. Now, the trick is when you start to love yourself more, when you start to push back and have boundaries and say no, and when you start to create, you know, standards for yourself, how people can and cannot treat you and how you will and will not treat yourself and others, you might start to get pushback. And so when you start to create these boundaries, whether they consciously or subconsciously are doing this, they might try to gaslight you. Oh, you're being mean. Oh, you're being selfish. Oh, you're holding a grudge, you know, because you are saying no, because you're having boundaries, because you're having standards. So don't let people who have benefited from you not having standards, not having boundaries, being a yes person, gaslight you into confusing the two. Having a boundary is not the same as holding a grudge. Having a boundary is not the same as being selfish in a toxic way. Holding a boundary is not the same as being bitter or resentful or, you know, whatever the case may be. They are two different things. But when you start to stand up for yourself, when you start to, you know, respect yourself, the people who benefited from you when you didn't respect yourself might start to gaslight you into thinking that somehow you are being a bad person for now having these boundaries. But now that you know what the difference between the two are, you can stand firm and say, I'm not holding a grudge. I'm not, you know, being selfish in a toxic way. I am just choosing to honor and protect myself, my body, my time, my money, my energy, my effort, my presence, whatever it is. And I'm creating this boundary so I can continue to love and respect myself while also continuing to love and respect you. Because when you allow people to walk over you, when you allow people to take advantage of you, that's not really loving them or respecting them. That's only going to breed resentment and bitterness toward that person. So being a yes person, not having boundaries, letting people take advantage of you, doesn't create authentic relationships. It creates codependency that leads to bitterness and resentment in the end, you know? So there you have it. That, in my opinion, that is the difference between creating a boundary and holding a grudge. And remember, do not let people gaslight you into thinking that because you are saying no to them, you are holding a grudge against them, that you are creating boundaries, that you're being selfish. That's not true. So if you found this episode valuable, be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Also, if you need additional support, go ahead and grab our free self-love guide. Our courses on self-love, life, self-design, and manifestation are below. Join our supportive community on Patreon. Grab our merch. And as always, I will talk to you next time. Take care of yourself and each other. Bye. Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.